KD Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 61. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 59. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Washington County Sheriff's Department is requesting the public's assistance in finding Benjamin Ben Berger, who went missing from Washington County on February 17th. Berger was last known to be driving a 2002 red Nissan Xterra with Kansas license plate 799RSG. Berger was last seen leaving Walmart in Marysville, Kansas, heading east on U.S. Highway 36 around roughly 6:18 p.m. on Saturday, February 17th. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, Berger has not been in contact with his family or friends since the afternoon of the 17th. Berger is 44 years old. He's 5'7" and weighs 230 pounds. He is bald and has hazel eyes. If you have any information regarding Berger's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts or you see his vehicle, call the Washington County Sheriff's Office at 785-325-2293 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017. A number of Americans are dealing with cellular outages on AT&T, Cricket Wireless, Verizon, T-Mobile, and other service providers, according to data from Down Detector. AT&T had more than 50,000 outages this morning in locations including Houston, Atlanta, and Chicago. Cricket Wireless had more than 9,000, the outage tracking website said today. Verizon had more than 2,000 outages, and T-Mobile had more than 1,000 outages. Boost Mobile had more than 450 outages. Have a job open to tell you about? Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years of office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will take until the position is filled. To apply, please send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on the website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit on Wednesdays from February 28th until March the 20th. Stomp Out Cancer, live pro wrestling this Saturday, February 24th. Doors open at 6:30, the bell at 7 o'clock at Lakeside Elementary School in Cocker City. Fundraiser for Matt Alford. Tickets at the door, $15. Kids 5 to 13, $15. Discounts to active and retired military. Advanced tickets available for $10 at Backyard Lodge and Igor's Curiosities Monster Museum. And also, we can tell you that there is a Lincoln Management Unit Local Work Group meeting coming up Tuesday, February 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Finch Theater at 122 East Lincoln Avenue in Lincoln, Kansas. You can RSVP for that by calling your local county conservation district at 524-4855 extension 3.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Wildcats hoping to host games here in Bramlett's Coliseum, where they stay unbeaten, 15-0. Thanks to that young lady, Ayoka Lee. 17 straight, won by Kansas State dating back to last year.
10th-ranked K-State women picking up a 73-64 win over number 22 West Virginia in overtime on Wednesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. State wrestling beginning today, a three-day affair. Also, sub-state basketball starting in 1A for the boys today. We have our athlete of the week in the area, and a well-known former Royal has retired. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 2024 Kansas State High School Activities Association State Wrestling Tournament gets underway today. Area athletes in Salina competing. 11 immediate area wrestlers in all are headed to the state tournament. 10 on the boys' side in 3-2-1A. One in the 4-1A girls' tournament. For Beloit, Brogan Monty was a regional champ a week ago and is defending state champ from 106 last year, wrestling up at 113 this season. Brody Boudreaux is qualifying for state for the second straight year as well, making it in the 215-pound weight class. Beloit coach Cade Hewitt likes the draws each of his wrestlers received.
Got the number one seed in his bracket. I really like where he sits in the bracket and his opportunity to return to the finals and try to put state championship number two on the wall. Looking at Brody Boudreaux, we got a great draw in the bracket. We've been telling Brody, don't overlook that first match. Go out and dominate matchup number one. I really think it will propel his momentum.
Also at 215 pounds, Grant Middleton of Lakeside's at the state tournament. Caden Schultz of Osborne qualified at 157. Both are sophomores and made it back after qualifying as freshmen. Jason Knoll coaches both wrestlers, and he gave his thoughts on the prospects for the weekend.
Caden's sitting pretty good. We'll have a tough match that first round, of course. He's built a lot of confidence, too. And Grant, it's going to be tough. Going to have to wrestle probably the best tournament he has in the last 2 years to get a win and get on the medal stand. Hopefully we can get two on the medal stand, and if we don't, I know they're going to leave it all on the mat.
Smith Center has five boys and one girl at state this year. Eli Franklin, the defending state champion at 215 pounds, is back after being a regional runner-up. Also returning to state, Luke Franklin at 190, Carson Montgomery at 285, Parker Hutchinson at 150, and Gana McCoy at 157, both making their first state appearances on the boys' side. And also on the girls' side at 190, Casey Harrodsburg qualifying for the Lady Red. Smith Center coach Avery Hawkins likes his team's chances of hitting the medal stand this weekend.
To the state tournament, everybody's good. Guys will talk about good draws, or we got a good draw here, we got a bad draw here. I don't know if there's good or bad draws ever. I mean, everybody's good. They've all proved that they deserve to be in the state tournament and compete against the best in the state. So, you know, I think we definitely have some challenging first round matches. If we can get through those, we might have a shot of winning a couple more on the front side. I think the back side of our brackets are pretty favorable. You know, if we do happen to drop one, I think we can battle our way back. And I honestly do think that everybody can get out of there with a medal.
Wrapping up immediate area qualifiers in 3-2-1A, Sylvan Lucas Jr. Alec Huck has qualified for state. You can listen to KD Country 94 for reports from state wrestling today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Girls' event starts at 1:30, three rounds of wrestling. The boys will get underway at 5:15 with three rounds. We'll have reports each half hour starting at 2 o'clock up until 6:30, and then results will be interspersed with basketball coverage. For all the latest on state wrestling, you can also visit ncksports.com. High school hoops postseason begins tonight as well in the 1A Division 1 Substate Boys action on KD Country 94. The Lakeside Knights host the Rock Hills Grizzlies in the quarterfinals. Lakeside won both regular season meetings, winning by 7 at the preseason tournament in December and by 8 in Mankato in early February. The Knights are 9-8, the number 3 seed. Grizzlies enter the postseason 6-12, the number 6 seed. Lakeside coach Drew Dusky on the matchup.
It's going to be a tough game, and it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, kind of like the last two games have. We're going to have to play our best game. They're probably going to stick to playing us in a zone, and sometimes our offense doesn't look great against the zone, so we're going to have to find the gaps, and we're going to have to shoot the ball well from the outside to open some things up inside for Reese.
And the Rock Hills bench, Zach Duffy, knows tonight will be a challenge.
they're going to be well coached, and they've got the Cunningham kid and the Remus kid that are both real solid players. And I just always say, you know, when you play Lakeside, I feel like they have well-defined roles. They know exactly what's expected of them and what they do well and what they don't do well, and they don't typically try to play outside themselves or do anything they shouldn't. Offensively, you know, typically we see a man from them, and it's a solid man, and we're going to have to take care of the ball.
Catch Rock Hills at Lakeside Boys on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. I'll have the call of pregame at 6:50 tonight from Downs. Also, as part of the 1A Division 1 Rock Hills Substate tonight, Frankfort hosts Washington County, and also tonight in 1A D1, Sylvan Lucas hosting Wakefield in the Solomon Substate. 1A Division 2, Thunder Ridge is at Rexford to face Golden Plains in boys' first-round action, and in the Blue Valley Substate, Pike Valley hosting Blue Valley. Southern Cloud is at Lynn. For a full look at the Substate brackets, you can visit ncksports.com. Rock Hill sophomore Bethany Simulink has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Girls Basketball Athlete of the Week. Simulink has been on a scoring tear over her last six games and set career highs in each of her last two for the Lady Grizzlies basketball team. Over the past two games, Simulink averaging 27 points, 4 assists, 4.5 steals, 3.5 rebounds. She set new career highs in both of the last two games, putting up 24 and a 44-39 win over Thunder Ridge on Friday, and then a career high of 30 against Osborne on Tuesday. On Friday, in that 24-point outing, she had 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Better that Tuesday, again with the 30 points against Osborne in the loss, and 8 of 13, 13 of 14 from the free throw line, made a three-pointer. In the third quarter alone against the Lady Dogs, she had 14 points and went 10 of 10 on free throws. She has scored 20 or more points in six consecutive games. In that stretch, Rock Hills is 5-1. Simulink's averaging 23.5, 52% from the floor, 56 from three, and 81% at the free throw line. She's been the leading scorer for the season. Rock Hills started just 1-7, but they go into postseason at 9-9. Over 18 games this year, she's averaging 16.5 points, 4 assists, 3.5 steals, 3 rebounds a game, shooting 39% from the floor, 35% from long range, and 68% at the free throw line. Again, congratulations to Bethany Simulink, the NCKSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Girls Basketball Athlete of the Week. As of the beginning of this sports cast, the K-State women, ranked number 10 in the country, moved to 15-0 at home this season with a 73-64 overtime victory over number 22 West Virginia. K-State made just two of their four free throw attempts in the last 14 seconds of regulation, as West Virginia got a banked three-pointer and a layup with a buzzer to tie the game. Center Aoka Lee was back on the court and took over in the extra period, scoring 10 of her game-high 34 points. She added 12 rebounds for the double-double in just 26 minutes. K-State moved to 23-4, 12-3 in the Big 12, while West Virginia fell to 22-4 and 11-4. Also in Big 12 women's hoops, after an early season win in Lawrence, KU had their return trip to number 24 Baylor, falling 69-61 in the end. A 19-11 second quarter for Baylor proved to be the difference. Samaya Nichols led Kansas with 23 points, including 10 of 10 at the free throw line. The Jayhawks 15-11 and 8-7 in the Big 12. Baylor moved to 20-6 and 9-6. Big 12 men's hoops Wednesday night. Oklahoma State picked up an 80-76 road win at Cincinnati in the lone game on the docket. And in the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State won just their third conference game, jumping out to a 43-26 halftime lead on their way to a 79-63 win over Tulsa at Charles Koch Arena. Colby Rogers led the Shockers with 19 points. They're 11-16 overall, 3-11 in the AAC. Finally, in sports, one of the heroes of the 2015 World Series champion Royals has officially retired. Former All-Star first baseman Eric Hosmer announced his decision on Wednesday. He's best known for his time in Kansas City, the third overall pick for the team in 2008. 6 years later, he was part of a core group that helped lead the Royals to their first World Series in 29 years. And then a year later, he scored the game-tying run that helped the Royals to a Game 5 and series-clinching win over the Mets in the World Series. Hosmer spent seven seasons with the Royals before leaving in the offseason ahead of 2018. Played with the Padres, the Red Sox, and then just 31 games for the Cubs before being released last season. You can read more on Hosmer's career accolades at MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northville, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.